You're listening to
the Music Interval Theory Podcast with TC and Frank.
Welcome to another episode of the Music Interval Theory Academy Podcast. My name is Frank and I'm your host. Today, we're diving into some orchestration insights. This is part of a bigger content piece, the orchestration add-on to the scoring workshop. First, we'll explore dynamics and how they can influence the energy of your music. By adjusting the dynamic markings of your notes, you can effectively control the overall intensity of your orchestration. Next, we'll talk about thickness and overall power. This refers to the number of parts in your score. Sometimes doubling parts can make your music feel too dense, so we'll discuss ways to thin out your orchestration for a lighter feel. Then we'll touch on overall movement, which relates to note durations. Faster moving notes can create a sense of urgency, while longer durations can lend a more relaxed vibe. Playable ranges of instruments are also crucial to consider. Higher registers often convey a sense of tension or alarm, while lower registers can provide a solid foundation. Understanding these ranges allows you to manipulate energy levels effectively. Functions in your orchestration, such as motors or pedals, play a key role in shaping energy. Replacing or adjusting these functions can drastically alter the mood of your music. Now, let's not forget about the bass register, which packs the most punch in terms of energy. Removing or adjusting bass instruments can significantly impact the weight of your composition. Accents and ostinatos add another layer of complexity, increasing the pace and energy, especially in the lower register. Conversely, the high register often signals a warning or alarm, drawing attention to important moments in your music. Overall, musical flow and sharpness of sounds also influence energy levels. A smoother flow can create a sense of calm, while sharper sounds can heighten tension. Lastly, tempo changes can dynamically alter the energy of your piece, but it's best to explore other options first before resorting to tempo adjustments. Let's actually have a quick listen to an example. Here are a few bars of an orchestral piece that we'll take as the middle line. From there, we'll increase and decrease the amount of energy. It's pretty much putting all the things we've talked about so far into action. From here, let's jump directly into the next example, which has less energy. And finally, here's my favorite one. It's the same piece again, but packed with energy and more stuff that makes the orchestration fun and exciting. We'll be right back. Now, when interpreting instructions from a director, it's essential to clarify their intentions. Directors may not speak the language of music fluently, so understanding their needs is crucial for delivering the right sound. By applying these principles of orchestration, you can effectively manipulate energy levels in your music to match the desired mood and atmosphere. Remember, trust your instincts and let your creativity guide you. I hope you found these insights helpful. Thanks for tuning in, and until next time, this was Frank. Have a wonderful rest of your day, and best always.
This podcast is powered by the Music Interval Theory Academy, your resource for getting clarity and confidence in music composition and orchestration. See you inside at musicintervaltheory.academy.